come back to Ihya. And this is the second last, as far as Ihya is concerned. We've got, today we talk about Zuhud, and then inshallah finally about Tawheed and Tawakkul. Now as far as Zuhud is concerned, it is again one of the topics in Islamic literature. Zuhud is very, very common. For example, even when somebody talks about taqwa, usually the phrase is mentioned as Zuhud wa taqwa. Zuhud and taqwa. And what is Zuhud? Zuhud literally, when we go and look at dictionaries, is to abstain from. Or others have said to be indifferent. But as you will see from the hadith we quote, you see these have been sort of, the meanings have been taken from the hadith. And there has been, I don't know whether to say misunderstanding or different understandings of Zuhud by different peoples, taking it to one extreme and others to another. Now I don't want to sort of give my opinion of what is Zuhud, but we look at the hadith and see what comes out of it. One of the hadiths which Ghazali brings, and in fact Kashani says most of the hadiths brought in this chapter by Ghazali are also found in our books. So we quote one or two from what Ghazali has brought and one or two what Kashani has brought to find out what this meaning of Zuhud is. The first hadith he brings is to show the importance of Zuhud is, says, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا أَزْحَدَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَرَقَّبَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. If Allah wants a slave or intends good for a slave, then He makes him zahid, أَزْحَدَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He makes him abstain from the world. I mean, this is the meaning given. Or others have said, to be indifferent to the world, which I think is a more appropriate meaning from what we'll see later on. To be indifferent to the world, وَرَقَّبَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and He makes him sort of be wanting or desiring the hereafter. وَبَصَّرَهُ فِي بِعُيُوبِ نَفْسِهِ, and makes him aware of his own defects, rather than as in other hadiths we have, that those who sort of become religious in the true sense, they become more aware of their own defects than of others, or they try to find defects in themselves rather than in others. And in fact there is another hadith which sort of adds to this thing which we have heard in other sort of occasions, and we hear that phrase very often, فَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, and added to this thing, it makes him understand religion, or to be deep, faqqaha, literally to be comprehensive, to comprehend religion. If Allah wants a slave, intends good for a slave, then this is what He does. He makes him refrain from this world, desire the hereafter, look at his own defects, and comprehend religion in its true sense. Now there is another hadith from, and this is from our sources, where Kashani brings it himself. Where it says, Inna min abghati awliyai indi rajulan khafiful hal zahadhin min as-salat. That a person who, most enviable person in my proximity, that is, everybody is jealous of him because he's very near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a person who is khafiful hal. Khafif, as we all know, is light of the state. So that he does not have lot of possession. Zahaddin min as-salat, and he has lots of, his share of prayers is a lot. He has a lot of share in the prayers, that he prays a lot. Ahsana ibadata Rabbihi bil ghayb, and most of his acts of worship are in ghayb, that is away from people, away from the gaze of the people, that is Salatul Layl and all other things which are sort of mentioned in, that is away from the gaze of the people. Wa kana ghamidan fin nas, and amongst the people he is not sort of very evident, doesn't come up, doesn't stand out when there are lots of people. وَجَعَلَ رِزْكَهُ كِفَافًا. And Allah has made his rizq so that it is enough for him, not more than what he needs. Only he has enough of what he needs. And then the other sort of goes on saying that his desires or his hopes or what he expectations are not very lengthy. I mean, this is also something that has been, is part of Zohar, is to not have very long sort of saying what will happen after millions of years. I mean, worry about what is, or have hopes and desires that after 20 years I'll do this, or after so many years I'm planning so that this happens and that and this. And so other things which are similar to this thing, which all lead to sort of that he is not sort of, he's indifferent to this world. There's another hadith which is also very interesting, is that this is also from our sources. It says that the Prophet once was on a, with his companions, was going somewhere, and they were thirsty, so they stopped near a farmer, and the Prophet asked him for something to drink. And the men made some sort of stupid excuses, saying that we don't have enough milk, or the milk that we have got is for us and all this. And he didn't give the Prophet anything. And the Prophet prayed for him and said, "O Allah, give him abundance of wealth." So, and then they proceeded further, and they came to another farmer, and this, they asked him for something, and he gave them plenty and said, "If you need more, we have got plenty more, so don't worry." And then the Prophet sat down and he prayed for him and said, "O Allah, give him kifaf." And everybody around him, his companions, said, "It's really surprising, the person who doesn't give you anything, you pray for him what we all desire, that is abundance of wealth in this world, and a person who gives you from his milk and everything and is free in giving you everything, you pray for kifaf for him." And the Prophet said that, "Believe me, I have prayed what is better for, the thing that I have prayed for this man is much better than what I prayed for the other one, because even for Ali Muhammad, I pray Allahumma razuq Muhammad wa Ali Muhammadin al-kifaf, that O Allah, give Muhammad and Ali Muhammad what is enough for them, not more than enough, just what is enough for them." So this is what this is what's been brought in the chapter of Zohar, or the Fazila of Zohar. Now what actually is Zohar? There is another hadith which actually gives a very good definition as to what is Zohar. There is a hadith from Imam al-Sajjad saying, "Inna Zohar fi ayat min kitab Allah ta'ala." There is an ayah which defines the Zohar very well. This is also found in another hadith of ours, bringing the same ayah. The ayah is the end of an ayah which says, "لِكَيْ لَا تَعْسُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَهُ بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ," so that you may not be sad on what has gone away from you of this world. Whatever you lose from this world, that you are not sad for it, or do not grieve on it. "وَلَا تَفْرَهُ بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ," and you are not happy, or do not but become joyous of what he has given you of this world. This is, they say, what is Zohar. And this actually, this and other hadith similarly, show clearly that it is not sort of not to like this world, or not to sort of have of this world, but it is indifference to this world. This is shown in many other hadiths, indifference to this world. Whether you have it or you don't have it, you are indifferent. It is the same for you. You either grieve if it goes away, or you are not happy if it's given to you, because this is mata'u dunya, and that is qalil. It's very little. And this is not what you are after. It's not the purpose. And there is sort of a similar hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. There is also another hadith which we have said before, and this is also from our sources. "Hubbud dunya ra'su kulli khatiyati." The desire for this world is the head or the basis of all sins. And there is no doubt about that. If you go and look at any of the sins, why do you do it? Why does anybody do it? It's because they want something that is of this world, not of. Now, it's not that Ghazali doesn't understand, he does understand, but in some cases it goes too far as Zuhd is concerned. He tries to sort of categorize Zuhd, and he says that Zahid, the person who is sort of indifferent to this world, are sort of many kinds. One of them is, he loves this world a lot, he desires it. But because of these things, or these ahadith, or these sayings in the religious texts, he tries to keep away from this world. So even though he desires it, he wants to keep away, so he trains himself to keep away from this world. Then he says there is another one who really understands what this means. He does not desire this world at all. He knows the position of this world, and that what he should have is something higher than this. So he does not have difficulty in keeping away from this world. And in fact, there are others, he says, which sort of in between stages, he says, there are others who actually, when world is given to them, or somebody gives something to them, they are actually very upset if somebody gives them anything, because they don't want this world. They are keeping away from it. And Kashani says, this man sort of talks half of the time, he talks something out of his head, and we do not agree with him. And he brings in a very big hadith from Imam As-Sadiq, which says that what everything he has said is not true, and it's not in conformity with what Kashani thinks, and brings in a lot of hadiths, a big hadith from Imam Sadiq, saying that there are sort of instances that, in fact, which points to the real meaning of Zohar, which is to be indifferent. Whether you have been given this world or not, you are indifferent. You are not sort of desiring it in the sense that you are not going to go to any limit to get it, nor are you sort of throwing it away, that if it has been given to you, you throw it away. Because he says that hadith, or this is an argument with one of the Zahids, or a person who was claiming to be a Zahid, and Imam Sadiq has an argument with him. And amongst this is one of the things where he says that there are certain cases where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't even listen to the prayers of a person. And then he counts them. It says, رَجُلٌ يَدْعُ عَلَى وَالِدَيْهِ, a person who prays against his parents. Allah will not listen to him. وَرَجُلٌ يَدْعُ عَلَى غَرِيمٍ, a person who prays against his indebtor, somebody whom he has given money and that person is not giving him back. Allah will not listen to him if this person did not write it down when he gave it to him. You see, there is the longest ayah in the Quran is regarding whenever you give anybody anything, write it down and have witnesses on it. So the Imam says, if a person gives something to somebody and he doesn't write it down, and then he prays to Allah saying that, look, I haven't sort of got my money back, and do this to this person or that, the person does owe him money, Allah will not listen to him because he did not write it. Didn't we tell you to write it down? You didn't write it down. So now what are you crying about? And now the other case is a person who sits at home and then says, oh Allah, give me rizq. Allah said, no, there is no way I can give you rizq. Haven't we told you to go and search for it? And then we will give it to you. So here, this is also sort of a false zuhd. There are sort of people who say that they are sort of, another meaning of tawakkul, they say, we trust Allah, He will give us our rizq, whatever we do, whether we sit at home, we go, it doesn't make any difference, Allah will give. But here, the hadith is clear, saying that no, if you do not go out and look for it, Allah is not going to give you the rizq. Another one is a person who prays against his wife, and Allah says, no, we're not going to accept this. Haven't we made talaq a valid thing? So just get rid of her. Why do you want to ask me to do something to her or whatever? And the other one is regarding Katur Raham and Silatur Raham. We have mentioned it before. Silatur Raham is to be kind to your relatives. Katur Raham is to sort of ignore, or to be unkind and be harsh with your relatives. So if it is regarding Katur Raham, Allah is not going to listen to it. So here he says that clearly, that these Zahids who sort of claim that they have to sit at home and And Surah Allah will give that is not true. Another case also he mentions is that a person whom we give a lot of wealth, and then he gives it away to everybody, and then comes to us and says, "Oh Allah, now give me wealth." But he said, "Didn't we give it to you? And didn't we tell you that when you spend, do not make israf, do not sort of squander it, and do not sort of, even if you give it away, as the ayah in the Quran says, when you give, do not open your hand totally, and do not sort of, as the phrase says, do not sort of tie it to your neck. So don't start, not give anything and not open it totally. But if you open it totally, then you will then sit down having nothing yourself. So don't do that. Didn't we give you wealth, and didn't we tell you not to sort of squander it and give it all away? So why are you asking me again?" And then the other case, you see, one of the persons who is sort of regarded as very zahid in Islamic sort of literature is Salman. Salman al-Farsi is known to say that he didn't used to possess a lot. In fact, once there was a flood and he went away and he said, "I am the most sort of free person because I have enough that I can carry with myself. Go. I haven't got left houses behind, not a lot of furniture and all these things. The flood was there, I just took everything that I had and go away." So the Imam says, even Abu Zar, who is regarded as so zahid, whenever his sort of share of the grant, or I don't know, whatever you call it. You see, in those times, the Muslims, when they were having waging a war, from Baytul Mal, everybody used to receive something. Whenever his share was given to him, he used to take what was enough for the whole year. And then from the rest, he used to do whatever he wanted to do, whether spend it on others. And then people used to come, some of them, and say, a zahid like you, a person who is so indifferent to the world, even you sort of take all this, what is it? You don't know, you may die tomorrow. And then Imam says that he used to say, "Ma lakum la tarjuna li al-baka kama khiftum alayya al-fana." What is wrong with you that you do not desire that I live longer, say that you will live for 1 year, rather than sort of being frightened that I'll die tomorrow? Why don't you sort of expect that I live 1 year and this will be helpful for me, rather than saying you'll die tomorrow and be useless for me? So even he says that he used to take enough. And there is another bit which says, and he used to say that when a person is satisfied, he knows that he has enough, then it is easier for him to be kind to others. And this is natural. I mean, you know that you have enough, then it is easier for him to be kind to others and to give others. Then when somebody is in himself need, how is he going to be kind to others? And even Abu Zar, he says, the Imam says, used to have sheep and camel, one or two camels that he used to milk them and drink milk from them, and sometimes even slaughter them. So even he wasn't what this other Zaid said, that they don't want anything in this world. Now this clearly shows that the meaning which we have said, I mean, and others have selected, which is to be indifferent, is the one which is intended from the hadith and even the verses of the Quran. Now, so what is this? I mean, people, and we wonder, I mean, when I say this thing, I'm not saying that because I sort of do them. I mean, though that is one of the aids that you should not, we are sort of sharing it. I mean, that I go to the trouble of reading it rather than being useful to me only, to be useful to others as well. So what is it that I consider myself to be one of you? Sort of, we are sharing it rather than I'm sort of lecturing and telling you that this is how it should be, this is how I am. So what is it? There is a very nice explanation given for this zuhd, and it actually fits all the hadiths which are sort of mentioned and whatever, the right meaning being given to it. The thing that is, and there is an example given in some of the hadiths as well, saying that the life of this world, as we said, even has been quoted from the Prophet a lot of times, is like a mazra, like a field in which you sow, and in the hereafter you will reap. Whatever you sow here, this dunya is a mazra. You will sow in here and you will reap in the hereafter. Another example given is like a bridge. This world is a bridge. You have to cross it to get to the hereafter. Now all this somebody has brought a very nice sort of explanation for all this. Because there are also hadith saying that a good person having wealth is a good wealth. It's good for it. And there is also a hadith in here as well, Imam Sadiq saying that I am not amazed, the Prophet saying, I am not amazed as I am amazed by a mu'min. That if Allah sort of strikes him with such difficulties that in the sense that he is cut into pieces by a Caesar, then it is good for him. And if Allah gives him everything that is in the east and the west, then also it is good for him. Whether it is this or that, it is good for him. Anything that befalls him is good for him. So how is it that we sort of can sort of reconcile all this thing? The thing that's said is that this world is like a bridge, as we said. We have to cross it. Anybody who does not understand the purpose of this world is not a Zahid. A person who understands what this world is for, that it is a bridge and you have to cross it, or it's a mazra that you have to sow in it and reap in the hereafter, then that is a Zahid. Not going after this world for the sake of itself. Whereas somebody has said, if you look in the Quran, the words used, the word profit and loss is used a lot. Even in, for example, we looked at Surah Al-Asr, and we saw that Allah saying that everybody is in a state of loss. And there are many other ayahs which say that, for example, can I show you a tijara, which never makes a loss, or a tijara is sort of a transaction, business, in which you never make a loss. Then it is that you love Allah, believe in Allah, and do this and do good deeds. This is a tijara which never makes a loss. Your profit will be returned to you in many folds. So this concept of profit and loss is there. So this man says that the whole idea of this zuhud and all these things is to understand yourself, to know your value. A person who sells himself for this world is making a loss because he's selling something which is very expensive for something which is very nothing. So if you go after this world, after whatever is in this jar, which is sort of status or wealth, just waste all your time in this thing and sell yourself for these things, then you are losing out because you are selling something which is yourself, you, your life, the time you have and yourself for something which is not worth anything. Mataun kaleel, as the Quran says, very small, something very little. Your worth is a lot more. That is what religion is trying to tell you, that you shouldn't be selling yourself for these small things. And that is what a Zahid is, who understands. Anyone, in fact, Ghazali does understand this thing. Ghazali says it, that there are people who actually naturally, they know the place of this world or the value of this world, and they turn away from it, not because it's not difficult, it's natural for them. It is like somebody passing. The example, you know, somebody passing from some rubbish. I mean, it's not very difficult for you to turn away from it. It's rubbish, it smells, it stinks. You naturally turn away from it and go away from it. You're not going to go to it. And these people sort of realize that this world is nothing compared to what they are, what they have been given. And what Allah is offering in front, I mean, there are two things. Either you take this world, or Allah Himself has given you the life. And then he's also said, as he says in the Quran, that I am ready to buy this thing. I am ready to buy you the lives or the nafs of the mu'mineen for something which is very high, a price which is extremely high. So now it's up to you. Either you pay this price, take this world and pay your life for it, or you take whatever Allah has offered and the hereafter. And those who realize that they are expensive, their life or they themselves are not worth nothing, they do not take this world and they take the hereafter. And it is this realization which all the Urafas and Zaids, and they say, it is this realization that makes them turn away from this thing or to waste their whole time looking for this thing. It's not that we consider this thing useless or something, but this thing is like a bridge. We only take from it what is necessary, what allows us to sort of pass through it, as it is a bridge. or what allows us to sort of have enough to sow in this world, and then we will reap in the hereafter. This world is nothing compared to the price that we have set for ourselves. So that is Zuhud. And Zuhud is, I mean, look at any hadith, whether it is our hadith or Sunni hadith or any hadith, claims to be Islamic hadith, position given to Zuhud is very high. And something that Allah sort of loves as Zahid. For example, there is another hadith from our sources saying, Imam saying, that I give them less in this world and they are unhappy, whereas that brings them nearer to me. And I give them more in this world and they are happy, and that takes them away from me. But, I mean, this is what they see it, and this is how I see it. So, I mean, giving another case, we should also remember that in this hadith, for example, it's sort of encouraging us to have less in this world, is that usually going on the normal, I mean, this, whenever sort of religion is based on, there is a general advice, it is based on a normal person, not an average person, not sort of everybody. An average person is such that when he is wealthy, he gets entangled or sort of preoccupied with his wealth and goes away from religion. Whether he likes it or he doesn't like it, whether he's religious or not. I mean, this is the average case. And if it is poor, he remembers Allah more. He asks, if nothing, he asks Him for, give me more. If you have everything, if you are not in need, there are less sort of occasions that you will come up and ask Allah. And asking Allah in itself is an ibadah. And so giving less in that sense is sort of encouraging you to going towards Allah, because you are going to ask Him, even if it is for this world or whatever. And if you have a lot, you're not going to ask Him that often, and you'll be more comfortable, and whatever you ask is not going to be from within yourself as much as when you are in need. This is obvious. So I think I'll end here, and I'll stop here, and inshallah next week or sort of week after, we'll end the zalim, and then we'll see what to do. Wassalam.